This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June 20th here at Gillette Stadium, a noisy Gillette Stadium as Monster Jam has taken over the facility. And if you hear some roaring in the background, it's because somewhere in the number of 16 monster trucks are currently driving through the tunnel just beside the studio and onto the field. Yep, that's one right there. To prepare for Saturday's show here, the first ever Monster Jam production at Gillette Stadium. And yes, I'll be in attendance with my family, and I'm looking very much forward to it. But that's a tale for another day. This is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Gravedigger's in the house. He's on the roster now. Who else, Paul? Medusa.
I'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
No,
that's Andy's
yes.
favorite line, and it makes me laugh every time he says it.
Exciting times here at Gillette Stadium as football is actually now taking a break. They're on hiatus. They finished 10 OTA sessions and then the three-day mini camp. And it's bon voyage. See you in late July, but not
got
a vacation.
Got about 5 weeks and not a vacation, says
not
Tom Brady.
Not a vacation, says Tom Brady. I'll be interested to see where I see him in the paparazzi papers like Costa Rica. No, this is where I work.
Do as I do, not as I say.
That's Paul Perillo. I'm Andy Hart, and we're going to break down some of the moves from the last week or so. We are going to do a quick recap. I think we mentioned this last week, but the Patriots signed rookie wide receiver Jeremy Johnson, the kid out of SMU with 112 catches and 1,100 yards last year.
And he did flash a little bit during the course of the minicamp, made a couple of plays.
Is that legal?
That's why we wanted to. I didn't say he was flashing. I said he flashed.
Okay, he flashed. Patriots released first-year tight end Kyle O'Fray on June 16th. He was here for, I don't see the dates here, but, exactly a week, from the 9th through the 16th. The UNH product, who Paul didn't like because he had a hole in his resume where he disappeared for a couple of years
obviously,
and then popped
Bill
up.
Bill felt the same way.
The tight end.
He said, where you been for 3 years? And they let him go.
And he did let him go. A day later, the Patriots signed rookie free agent defensive lineman Cialili Epensa.
I have no idea how to pronounce that name.
S-E-A-L-I apostrophe I is the first name.
He is a defensive tackle, however.
Right? Yes.
300.
Played 41 games at UCLA. He's a 22-year-old, had 46 tackles, one sack in his four-year college career. He's a fire hydrant. He's built a little like Paul Perillo, 6'1", 310-pounder. Played in 12 games with seven starts in 2013.
You know I lost weight?
By the way, good to see you, Paul.
Yes.
Thank you.
We were a little worried after the conclusion of PFW in progress on Thursday, but Paul had a physical.
I'll let you know when the blood work comes in, but so far, so good.
He's right back at it with the Diet Pepsi.
So far, the numbers are good, right? Speaking of numbers, Patriots apparently wanted to get below the max on the depth chart, the roster, because they released wide receiver Reggie Dunn, Paul Perillo, a 25-year-old who was a former rookie free agent out of Utah with the Steelers, then came here this summer. 5'9", 178, there's that roar again. I actually thought he was mildly impressive throughout OTAs and minicamp.
Quick.
I mean, as you'd expect, 5'9", 178, you'd expect him to be quick. He was returning some kicks, struggled one day on either kicks or punts, kind of bounced off his face. He's no longer with us. So, Paul, open roster spot.
Yes.
So, Dustin Keller. No?
I'm still waiting. You know, here we are now, the 20th. At this point, I wouldn't expect it to happen until training camp now.
Which means it'll happen this afternoon.
Right. The whole idea of, and it's funny because, you know, playbooks sort of came up a lot,
yes.
You know, with the situation with Mike Pettine in Cleveland talking about Rex Ryan giving out playbooks to too many people.
Which, by the way, we'll wait for Tuesday because it's a big picture
topic.
It's a PFW
in progress.
Andy going to go on a rant of all proportions.
Yeah.
And I'll just give you a quick teaser.
Hey, it's me.
Stupid ESPN on SportsCenter had the little tease on the side that said Spygate 2. So you're going to get a rant from Andy, and my guess is Fred will support my rant that ESPN is moronic, and we'll move on from there. But go ahead.
I agree. But with minicamp now done, and you mentioned the 4 or 5 week kind of a dark period in the NFL, one of the few of the whole 12-month calendar.
Yep.
Not a time I want to necessarily give a veteran a playbook. He's not going to be here. working with the coaches. So basically, any preparation time for a new guy like that, a veteran, you would think that would be training camp related. So I'm not sure the timing would fit. So you're right. It probably means that it would happen right away. It would happen this afternoon because, you know, we've expected it right after June 1st, and here we are June 20th and still no signing.
Coming off of minicamp, I think the big news, at least yesterday when the team actually moved indoors for a shortened final practice, Dominic Easley, first round pick, the rookie, was on the field in uniform and taking part fully in the drills that we saw for about 40 minutes. He was doing defensive line drills, firing out with no apparent physical limitations coming off the torn ACL that cost him much of his season at Florida last year. And I thought he looked good. Now, we don't have any specific reports in terms of his signing.
Nope.
And he does not need to be signed to be out there. But I'm not overly concerned with that, even though I think at this point he's one of 8 or 9 players unsigned.
I think it's down to 5.
Oh, 5 players unsigned. But I thought, you know, good to see him on the field at this point, Paul. And what were your first impressions?
Exactly what you said. Active. I thought he was moving well laterally as well as moving forward. Now, it wasn't a walkthrough, which is, I think, kind of what we all thought. But it was a little more than that. But indoors, it was a little bit, less strenuous than what the workouts that we had seen before that. But I did think it was a good sign. And there's a lot of video out there. A lot of people try to take some videos with their phones and whatnot. So he you know, you can see it for yourselves, you know, mm-hmm. those of you that, mm-hmm. that can get on and watch. And I'm sure we had some clips as well, right here on Patriots.com. Good to see him moving around. I've said this in the past. We've talked about this on PFW in Progress. He tore his ACL in September. I fully expect at some point Dominic Easley is going to be cleared during training camp, if not right away at the start of training camp. And he's going to have an opportunity to contribute to the Patriots in 2014. I do not look at this as a redshirt year for him. I think he's a talented guy. We know that. But physically, he's going to be a full year removed from the torn ACL in week 3. So I don't really see any reason why he can't contribute this year. I know you feel the same way, Andy. I don't look at this as a redshirt year for Easley in a situation where he's not going to help us a lot.
Nope.
In the short term.
Blue shirt
I think he can help you right away.
Blue shirt pretty early on in the process. That's what the defense wears over their pads in training camp, and that's what I think you'll see him wearing. And the question will be, what is he? How good is he? Can
right.
he break the rotation? Where does he fit in with the veterans? But you're right. I think he will be out there, and I think it was a good sign just to get a first glimpse of him on the practice field. Other notes, just to sort of kind of bring a conclusion to the camps. The nature of the injured players, the rehabbing players, I found somewhat interesting. Darrell Revis returned to the field the day after missing a session. He seemed fine, took part fully. And then we had some of, you know, Ryan Mallett and a group of injured players, quote unquote, left the building after stretching and running and went out on the outside field, sort of a flip of the norm, did some rehab work. Inside, Logan Mankins, Rob Gronkowski, Matthew Slater stayed with their groups and watched. I didn't see them partake in any drills necessarily, but three captains, high-level core players, were on the field watching and not going with the rehab, so I sort of take that as a positive on
right.
some level. And we actually saw Slater and Gronkowski running pretty hard earlier in the week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, out on the field up the hill that they have created there on the far field, and they seem to be separate from the group. So I'm actually feeling pretty good about Rob Gronkowski and what I've seen. I haven't seen him burst and explode yet like some others reportedly have seen, but I'm feeling pretty good about Gronk's rehab as well.
Yeah,
put
I
him
agree.
In with Easley.
Physically, you know, there's more guys that have been present and accounted for than maybe I thought we might see during the course of the spring.
Now, you
we
still
should
have
mention Alphonso Dennard. It was a report that's,
yes.
I think a Boston Globe report indicated dealing with a shoulder surgery that he had in the offseason. So we haven't seen him at all this spring, and evidently that's why.
And Aaron Dobson still not out there with the foot issue. So there are a few guys, but pretty good attendance. And if I had to term it, I would say the health took an upswing late in minicamp from what we've seen.
Sure.
But that's going to do it for another Patriots.com roster report podcast. And these podcasts could get sort of slow in the next couple weeks as football is over for a while. Coaches, players departing. Monster trucks at Gillette
Writers
Stadium.
Writers vacationing.
But if anything happens, if indeed Dustin Keller ever does get the call from the Patriots to sign, you'll hear it here among the first 10 to report it, I think. That's what we like to go to. We're always among the first 10 to report it. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, and another Patriots Roster Report podcast. Peace out. They peeping at me, pimping, cause I got all the game. And even if the day changed, it's all the same. You rolling up the block, but you in the wrong lane. You hating on a brother, man, you must be insane.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.